or poetry page. I'm a community librarian in Central Oregon, and I'm excited to be here in New York City at the Poets House with Reggie Harris. He's the Director of Library and Outreach Services. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, Paige. How are you?
Great. I just had a great tour of the Poets House, and now we're going to hear a little bit more about the Poets House from Reggie.
Okay. Well, Poets House is a 70,000 volume poetry library and literary center. Yes, 70,000. It's amazing.
That's great.
A poetry library and literary center here on the banks of the Hudson River in Lower Manhattan. We do a variety of different things, from workshops, programs, and events, readings, lectures. We get about 10,000 school kids come through every year.
Wonderful. I showed up right after story time, which I was kind of sad I missed. It sounds like you have story times for children and other programs. Can you tell me a little bit about the children's programming you do here?
Yeah, sure. We do what you missed was Tiny Poets Time for our smallest poets.
Tiny Poets Time. I love the name.
Yeah. And in addition to that, we do class visits. And every year we work with three elementary schools throughout the neighborhood on a poetry and an art project where an artist comes in and works with the students and they do poetry along with the art, and we put together a book every year of their poems, so they're published poets by the time they're done with that project.
What a wonderful opportunity. And then you were showing me upstairs in the library stacks, there was a particular type of poetry books. And what was that called again?
Yeah, those are chap books.
Chap books. I've never heard about that. And so you were mentioning the collections from 1950s, 60s to present. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about the poems are from all over?
Yeah. Chap books are usually, they sort of started, actually they go back, you know, to the early history of printing, the idea of a chap book. But what we have are usually, they're either done by the poet themselves or from a small press of small or micro press. They're not usually collected, so we have one of the largest collections of chapbooks anywhere. They're usually either hand sewn or stapled together, less than 50 pages. And it's a way that some poets have actually gotten their start. Their first books were chapbooks.
What a wonderful opportunity. And I love that there's upstairs where anyone can come in during your library hours and read and do research. There's even a private reading room. Mm-hmm. You let me take a peek into the classroom. I think that's great that even teachers, educators could come and meet here and be inspired by all these poems and plan their school year of activities.
Yes.
I think that's such wonderful. And you mentioned also there's going to be a new website in the next month that we should be viewing and checking out?
Yes. Mid-September we'll have a new website which will feature a blog. Later on in the year we're going to be putting up some of the chapbooks that we've digitized, so people will be able to take a look at those. Without actually coming here, and also it'll allow us to put up resources for students and educators and teachers and librarians to help them with their poetry questions.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to seeing that. And remind us again the name of the website again.
It's going to be www.poetshouse.org.
So the poetshouse.org, and again, this is Paige Poetry Paige, a community librarian from Central Oregon, and I'm here with Reggie, Director of Library and Outreach Services. Thanks so much, Reggie.
Thank you, Paige.
See you at the library.